A voice you can trust. Boldly proclaiming the full gospel of Christ, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow. A multi-generational anointing endued with power, changing hearts, equipping tomorrow's leaders, and leading countless millions to a new life in Christ. This is Breakthrough with Dr. Rod Parsley.
2017 is your year for completion, perfection, and victory. Celebrate this summer at America's Camp Meeting, Dominion 2017, June 30th through July 2nd, World Harvest Church, Columbus, Ohio. Plan your group outing to Camp Meeting now. Experience the ministry and rich anointing of Dr. Rod Parsley, Pastor Stephen Furtick.
What's happening while I'm talking is the word is making its way into the heart of everyone who has ears to hear.
Dr. Perry Stone. Pastor Jesse Duplantis.
I'm telling you, God will do what he says. But how long does it take? It didn't make no difference how long it takes. You don't put faith in the future. It was made for the now.
Pastor Samuel Rodriguez. Real Talk with Pastor Kim Jones-Pothier, Pastor Ron Carpenter, and Lisa Brunson and Harvest Music Live. Exciting ministry and fun for the entire family. Make your plans now. Dominion Camp Meeting, July 4th weekend, June 30th through July 2nd. It's America's Camp Meeting, and you need to be here.
God is real, and he's alive at World Harvest Church. I want you to give him a praise like on the third day. The stone got rolled away. I dare you. Love God, love people.
Well, it's my joy, dear friend, to welcome you to your breakthrough. We're enthused because we've been infused with the power of God. You're about to take another dip because I have to confess that I have a contagion. There's something inside my heart much, much larger than myself. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world, and it's about to get all over you today. Something is stirring on our campus. There's a rumbling in the mulberry bushes. If you're one of the over 1 million people around the world watching us Sunday mornings on Facebook Live, then you know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, then I'd set my alarm to join us on Facebook Live or go to rodparsley.com and watch live at iharv.tv. But let me warn you, you will never, ever be the same. It can't be explained. Miss Joni says it can only be experienced. And I'm speaking of being enthused. Our Valor Christian College students are on fire for the things of God. If you'd like to learn more about Valor Christian College, the School of the Spirit, then just log on at valorcollege.edu, valorcollege.edu. Right now, let's head into that vast summer old tabernacle, World Harvest Church, for some Holy Spirit-inspired enthusiasm. It's sure to stir your faith and starve your doubts, starve them to death.
Somebody
say, I'm enthused. Say, I'm enthused because I'm infused. You didn't hear me. Say, I'm enthused because I'm infused. There's something in me bigger than me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So whenever the disciples encountered Jesus, you'll find the first thing that they did, who was the Word made flesh. So the first thing they did was worship. So let's just thank him right now for his Word that's alive. It's quick. It's alive with energy. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, divides between the soul and the spirit. So we want to get the Word in our spirit today. You ready? So I'm going to click them off right quick. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, teach us that we have a topos. Topos. Shout it out loud. Topos. A topos is, in your Bible in Revelation 2, 1 through 5, it says that it is a place. He says, repent quickly, lest I come and remove your candlestick, your light, your energy out of its place. A whole lot of energy in our lives is misplaced. We get real energetic and enthusiastic about a ball game, about a television show. But when we come to the show, what do you mean this is a show? Well, this is a place where God comes to show out, show off, show his mighty works, display his miracles, display his signs, display his wonders. So shove a dream team member and say, go ahead and blow up. Go ahead. Yeah, go, somebody, excuse me, I'm subject to bursts of enthusiasm. I'm happy about Jesus. I'm thrilled I've been healed. I'm on my way to heaven. And your hell not going to cancel out my heaven. Say, I'm enthused because I'm infused. Woo. I'm enthused. You say, well, now, Brother Rod. Well, the Lord. What Lord? You mean to tell me if I gave away a brand new car today and handed the keys to you, you'd just say, well, bless the Lord. Over a dumb hunk of bolts and metal and rubber that 5 years from now is going to be in a junkyard somewhere. And what you've been infused with is the same spirit that invaded the borrowed tomb of Joseph and raised to life again the three-day dead body of the Prince of God. You're not kidding, I'm enthused, man. I got motion, emotion, and commotion. Yes, I do. I don't care, man, if you get the charismatic two-step or you get to Elder G. Enthuse them a little bit. Enthuse them a little bit. No, stop. 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 White people are going to hurt themselves. Sit down. The gospel was good, 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 good news to bad, 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 bad situations. You be seated. Say, I'm enthused. I'm on fire because I'm infused. The Greek word which Jesus used means to be inspired. Inspired. Now, somebody that's been around the Bible a little bit, or maybe the dream team could answer this for me. What does it mean when the Bible says inspired? God breathed. Now, I don't know why everybody's not up running around the building right now. Because what I just told you is if you are enthused, you are infused with inspiration, which means God breathes on you and God breathes through you. Oh, God. Dr. Turpin, that means you got healing power in your hands. That means you got a prophetic word in your mouth. That means you got the glory of God. That means you got the favor of God surrounding you like a shield, and the devil can't touch this. Now say, I'm infused, because I'm infused. You can be seated. That world out there wants to take your enthusiasm. They want you to forget that the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the devil make you wake up to a flat tire. The devil make your alarm clock not go off. So you're late on the day they move the clock forward. The devil will plant seeds in your spouse's spousal relationship to get you in a fuss on the way here. The devil will remind you about everything that went wrong this week. So if you'd learn to take an enthusiasm walk when you first get up, and you're going to recite everything God did good for you today. Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I'm helping you if you're a Baptist. You want to succeed in your business? Get enthused about it. Dear God, even the Girl Scouts are losing it. I walked up to buy some this week, cookies. And one little old girl was sitting over there playing on her phone. What are you saying I don't know about? Playing on the phone, cookies piled up here, and me standing there with money in my pocket. I said, honey, I'd like to buy some cookies. She said, they're over there. I'm just asking you, is that how you selling the gospel? You don't want to buy none, do you? Because look at me. You go out of business real quick. But the gospel is not going to go out of business because we are enthused, because we are infused. Act like you're glad you're saved. Act like you're glad you're alive. Act like you're glad the cancer is gone. Act like you're glad your children are going to heaven. Man. The joy of the Lord is your strength. No wonder we got so many spiritual weaklings. But infusion will do for you what a can of spinach would do for Popeye. Come on, open that can. Come on, some of you need it. You need to open that can. It's not spinach in there, it's a word. Come on, get it. Get it open. Come on, pop that thing open. You're about to grow some muscles. You're about to grow some enthusiasm. You're about to grow some strength. You're about to grow some might. You're about to grow some dominion. God's about to do for you what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. I dare you, grab whatever Bible you've got, get the top off and take a drink. I'm enthused. I can't help it. I mean, you drink enough alcohol, you're going to get drunk. Anybody knows I'm telling true, raise your hand. Oh, look at you. Look at that. Little cute white woman on the front row. Alcohol does not care what color you are. Alcohol does not care what age you are. Well, I used to be enthusiastic, but I'm 70. Some folks, they're the oldest 50-year-old you've ever met. They just live old. Amen? I intend my strength to be renewed like that of the eagle. That's what the word promises me. I'm putting a word on it. Somebody stand up and throw your hand at me and say, put a word on it, Pastor. I'm happy about Jesus. I'm happy about him. I'm thrilled about him. So that word, he said, be careful lest I come and move your candlestick out of its place. Your energy gets removed from its purpose. I don't know if anybody's getting this or not. High energy is for him. The gospel. Everybody around us. Our light is not hid under a bushel. It is set on a hill. I'm full and overflowing with the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful, joyful, vibrant, expressive. Hallelujah. Oh, I got power, honey. Power to cast out devils. Power to speak with new tongues. Power to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Excuse me while I quote the Bible to you and enthuse myself. Power to lay hands on the sick and what? Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means harm me. So I'm enthused because I'm infused with power. And so are you. And so are you. Shout, I'm on fire right now.
This is a Bridge of Hope update.
Our team traveled to the small village of Rumathoi, where a jubilant church service was underway. Seated on the ground in the back of the gathering was a group of very malnourished people, adults and children, in desperate need of help. Akal is 8 years old. Her twin brothers are 3, but they are the size of healthy 1-year-olds. They have had nothing to eat today or yesterday and have little hope of any food tomorrow. Their last meal was 2 days ago. Akal's hair has lost its color and shine. 2 sure signs of insufficient protein and malnutrition. Beside her is 3-year-old Yam Ding. His mother says it's been months since they've had a meal that filled them. Now they have nothing but the leaves on the trees to eat. She knows they need nutritious food, but they have nothing. No food and no money to buy food. Our ministry partner fears what will happen if they do not receive help very quickly.
So I'm not sure some of them here will make it. We see the girl, even her hair tend to be red. It changed the color. And that is the result of not having nutrition in her body. That is the result of not having enough food.
He's talking about 8-year-old Alec Garang. Her reddish-brown hair and taut, brittle skin bear stark testimony to her severe malnutrition. Without our help, very soon, Alec or others of these precious people will die simply for lack of food.
Well, friend, that heartbreaking story, and heartbreaking it is, it's like that of so many who are trapped in this desperate famine in South Sudan. And I mean famine literally, like nothing we've ever seen. People are at this moment dying simply because they have no food. At this very moment, multiplied thousands of South Sudanese Christians are boiling weeds over an open fire just to have something, just to have anything to feed their starving children. They need our help. They need it today. And I'm not at all ashamed. I'm not even timid or backward to ask you from the bottom of my heart to call the toll-free number on your screen right now and to give as generously as you can. Help me rush emergency food to people that are boiling weeds to try to feed their children. You could sow into this vital work of God's kingdom on our secure website, rodparsley.com. Now, I hold in my hands at this very moment a breaking news report. It's from the United Nations, and it warns that we are right now at this moment in the greatest humanitarian crisis since that international agency, the United Nations, was founded in 1945. More than 20 million people in four nations are facing immediate starvation due to famine. And in South Sudan, the United Nations reports that the situation is worse than it has ever been. South Sudan, right here it is, the newest nation on the planet, splitting off from northern Sudan. It was born after 20 years of civil war. Tragically, even after its independence, the bloodshed simply multiplies. Now the children are dying. More than a quarter million severely malnourished. They need our help, and they need it right now. Thankfully, Breakthrough friends just like you have funded a 15-day, $100,000 Rescue the Children matching challenge. This emergency fund will match every single gift of compassion that you send today, dollar for dollar, up to the challenge total of $100,000. What does that mean, Pastor? Well, what that means is that when you sow $48 today to help me feed an entire family for a month, your gift will be immediately doubled and not feed one family, but two. What an opportunity God has placed in our hands today. Your Christ-like gift of $96 will immediately be doubled to help provide life-saving food to not just two families, but four. Think of the rejoicing when mothers can again feed their starving, desperate children simply by an act of your generosity. Now, whatever God the Holy Spirit has placed in your hand to help, please don't wait. Time, it's running out. South Sudanese Christians and their children are dying at this very moment from starvation. And you and I, we have the sacred responsibility to do everything we can to save their lives. I understand with the high-tech video presentations of those that want us to save dogs and cats here in the United States of America. I understand. I'm not taking away from that. I love my pets. Believe me, I do. And I believe in, I support those causes. But friends, how could we ever compare that situation to God's people dying of starvation. You know that your Bible says it would be better for a human being to die by the sword than to die of hunger, pining away. Please don't put this off. This $100,000 Rescue the Children matching challenge is only available for a very short time through the generosity of several wonderful breakthrough friends. Please don't let the opportunity pass without helping me feed at least one family with your compassionate gift of $48. Remember, that $48 sown today will be matched dollar for dollar and save the lives of two families. Please give bountifully as much as your heart will allow you. And as you do, I'm believing as God's word promises that that lends to the poor, the Lord himself will repay. I'm believing for you to reap a bountiful harvest according to God's promise.
Don't miss this urgent 15-day opportunity to rescue the children dying of hunger. For just 15 short days, every dollar you sow will be matched up to $100,000. Your $48 seed faith gift will help feed not one family, but two. And your $96 seed will immediately double to feed four starving families. But don't delay. This matching challenge lasts just 15 days. Please do your very best and do it now to rescue the children in South Sudan.
Well, as always, my heart's overflowing with joy, thanksgiving for you, making breakthrough a part of your day. Joni and I, we pray for you twice a day, every day. All of our partners, all of our friends, thank you for helping us minister the love of God around the world through Bridge of Hope missions outreaches. And if you're unsure of your eternal destiny, let me encourage you today, call that breakthrough prayer line. It's right there on the screen. One of our caring, loving breakthrough prayer partners who are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, will pray that prayer with you right now that gives you the full assurance that you're as sure for heaven as if you were already there. And then I want to welcome you into God's family. I want to send you a free copy, my gift to you. It's absolutely free. It's called New Direction. It'll help you along your new walk in the right direction. I'll see you next time, right here, on your breakthrough.
Broadly proclaiming the full gospel of Christ. This has been Breakthrough with Rod Parsley, an outreach of Bridge of Hope.